Welcome all of you to Shane's Corner. We have Keaton, aka The Muscle. Keaton Hoskins is here. I appreciate him being here. He doesn't have to do this for us dentists, but we're not going to talk about dentistry, although he does have a little story about how he's connected dentistry, and we'll talk about that a little bit here. But before we get started, we're going to just show a little video here of Keaton.
Motherfucking Hoskins.
You can do anything you want to do if you just set your mind to it. You can actually enjoy your life and live it exactly the way that you want to live it.
Keaton, man, welcome.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Not much, man. I appreciate you coming on. It looks like you got some toys, man.
I do. I do have a lot of toys. I like to work hard, but I play much harder than I work.
So what's your favorite toy, man?
Absolutely my helicopter. Helicopter is by far the funnest thing you can do.
You fly that thing yourself, right?
I don't have a license, but yes, I do. I do fly it.
Wait a minute.
I do have a pilot that comes with me, but yes, okay. I do fly.
So how do you get a helicopter license, dude? Maybe you should just spend a weekend in a helicopter course or something and get your license.
If it was a weekend, I would be good. So the time to get it is actually not hard. You have to have about 40 to 50 hours, and I have like 300. But it's the book work and the tests, and those are like 3 months worth. It's pretty extensive.
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty cool. We were just talking about where you live on the side of a mountain, and I see these helicopters always watching your videos, man. These helicopters always landing and taking off. Man, it's almost like a little airport right there.
It absolutely is. I'm pretty sure my neighbors think it is an airport.
Well, I saw one of the videos where your drone crashed into the trees, dude. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Who's flying the drone if they can't? Hopefully not you, right?
No. I definitely don't fly a drone. My camera guy, actually, that was like the day after he got a new drone too. We spent like $3,000 on a drone, and he was flying it, didn't see the tree, and was looking at the camera and where the house was, and he ran into a tree.
Well, listen, you don't get all these toys by just playing. So, you know, we understand that. We understand that there's a lot of hard work that goes into this. And you know, I don't want to get into a deep discussion about, and maybe we will, right? Maybe we will. One of the big topics in dentistry right now is, do I spend $500,000 and go to dental school, or do I become an influencer, right? I mean, or do I go after... do I go after my dream or my imagination or my thoughts of what I believe would be the best for me in my future? I can tell you, as a dentist, a institutionalized dentist for 13 years of education after high school, that we don't have much of an imagination, especially, I mean, again, I just told you I'm 55, but you know, when I was going to school, there was no internet, right? So internet is 20, 25 years old. I got my license in 2001. But, you know, anybody that's 45 or years young or younger, I mean, it's a great opportunity. There's the options are plenty. And obviously, it's a lot more noisy now on the internet as well. But what are your thoughts, man? I mean, should people go to get an education and go to school, or should they just use their imagination and dream a little bit and go after that aspect?
You know what? I'll tell you, that's a double-edged sword there, but I'll answer it for you. I tell everybody to fuck what you've been told and fuck what people think and do whatever you want to do. And some of those people are dentists, and some of them are doctors, and some of them are astronauts, and some of them are math teachers. The truth is I don't really believe in school for 99% of the population. But if it is something that you want to do, if it's what you dream of, and I did own a dental office. I had a few dentists that worked for me, and one of them loves what he does. It is his dream. He loves doing it. And for those people who truly dream of becoming something that takes education, I would say go to school and follow it. At the end of the day, I would be the last person on the earth to tell you to follow your dreams, but don't go to school. That doesn't make any sense. Some people want to go to school. Some people, their education is their dream. I would tell you really, really simple. Listen, man, every single person, and I don't know how many people you have listened to this, but every person listening to this, you have the opportunity to pick and choose the life that you want. Most people pick and choose what people tell them to pick and choose. And that's the problem, is when you listen to people and you take their advice, you live a life that you don't really subscribe to. But if you do it the way that I learned how to do it, and you essentially just do what you want, and you chase your dreams, and you figure out that there's no roadblocks, there's just hurdles, you can do and be anything that you want. And truthfully, that's what I teach, is you should let go of any preconceived notion, let go of anybody's opinion, let go of everybody's thoughts. Do what you want to do. And I say that, and I know that there are people out there that want to be a dentist, and they want to be a doctor, and they want to change the world through that. Great. You should. Go to school and do it. But for those stupid motherfuckers that go to school with no other reason than just to go to school, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your talent, you're wasting your energy, and most importantly, you're wasting your or mommy and daddy's money. Stop doing that shit. 4-year degree is garbage, especially if you don't know what you want to get out of life. Start chasing your dreams. You talk about an influencer. I don't even know really what an influencer is, other than someone who gets people to follow them. Every single position, every career, you should be an influencer. You should have people following you, because if you love it enough and you convince the world that you love it, they're going to want to love it too, and they're going to want to follow you. So whether you're a dentist or a doctor or an astronaut or a lawyer or a social media expert or an influencer, whatever it is, you should chase your dreams, and you should love it enough that everybody wants to do what you're doing, or at least those in your circle.
Well, I tell you what, man, 95% of dentists don't even want to go on video to talk about their business in their community. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, the 4 or 5 immediate zip codes in their where their business is, right? They won't even go on video for so many reasons. You know, they're embarrassed, they're an introvert, they'll get exposed, they're not used to being open mind, you know, open to normal discussions. They don't want to expose themselves, right? I mean, you go on video, dude, you get exposed, right? I mean, that's
absolutely,
you know, and why get exposed? Just hide behind the scene. But you know, this whole notion of, and this is such a big topic, because pretty much, you know, forget the word influencer, but I mean, Gary Vee was somebody who really pushed me into this. You know, in 2017, I was listening to him quite a bit. And, you know, one of the things he talks a lot about is self-awareness. Well, how do you have self-awareness when you're 20 years old? It's such a, I look back when I was 20 years old, man, and I was a D1 soccer player. I just knew where to go to my class, like, you know, grab my books, what time I need to go to class, and just do good in school. I mean, I was such an immature guy at 20. So self-awareness, I think, is such an important part of this journey of your imagination of what you want. And I can tell you that you can pivot quite a bit too, right? I mean, it's not just one thing. You might dive into something, oh shit, there's a bunch of other doors that I could open. Let me dabble into different areas. And you might start somewhere and end up somewhere completely different. You have over 20 businesses, I think 20 or 30 that you started, right? I mean, something crazy. Yeah. I mean, I got one business and I'm like, you know, twiddling my thumb, trying to make it all work out with all these other projects that I got going on. What helps you run 20 plus businesses? What kind of a mindset do you have to have? I mean, I'm assuming you got a massive team that helps you, but how do you build that team?
So, first I'll give you, so I've started 35 companies in my lifetime. And I've never run more than 5 at a time. In fact, right now I have 5 companies that I run or own. In the interim of starting or selling or launching another one, I've essentially accumulated 30, 35 of those. But I'll tell you, really, really simple. You got to do things that you're passionate about. You got to do things that you love. You got to do things that you're willing to put energy and time and money into. And most people aren't willing to do that, even with the first company that they start. So they see it, it come becomes a burden. It doesn't really give them any reward. And then they end up falling asleep on it. And then it just dies. A lot of people start companies and they just go by the wayside. But for me, I have done things in my life according to what I wanted to do. Like, for example, I told you when we first got on here, I actually owned a dental office. That was one of the first companies I actually started. I had owned a gym. I had started a personal training company. I had started a athletic training facility. And the next thing I did is I decided I wanted to do a dentist office. I went in, I got work done. I hadn't had work done for like 8 years. I went in there, I'd been paying health insurance forever or dental insurance forever. I went in, my teeth were perfect. No problems, no nothing, had a cleaning. I came out of there and I sat there at the front desk and they said, hey, it's gonna be $300. And I was like, what the fuck, $300? I've been paying dental insurance for 8 years. My teeth are perfect and all you did was clean them. He said, well, the insurance doesn't really cover the type of cleaning that we did and blah, 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 blah. So I left there and I realized there was a huge need for people to have dentistry work done who didn't have health insurance. I actually didn't realize that only 10% of the population actually has real dental insurance and they don't. And dental insurance is bullshit. It doesn't cover nothing, especially if you have real work. So I went back to my dentist who I was friends with and I said, hey, dude, I want to start a dentistry company. I want you to be the dentist. You clock in, you clock out. I'll do the rest. And he said, well, are we going to take insurance? I said, no, we're not going to take insurance. I want to finance people through our company. And as we do the work, we finance them. And he was like, it sounds crazy, but I'm willing to take a risk here. So we came in and I set up a contract and I had the people come in for an evaluation with the dentist. The dentist gave them the work they needed anywhere. And you know this because you're a dentist. People have worked from $500 to $50,000 worth of work in their mouth. Well, most people who have insurance, the insurance goes, okay, cool. We're going to cover $2,800 and that's all we're going to do. And for most people, that means just pull your teeth out because the insurance itself doesn't even cover it. So they never get it done. So what I did is I stepped in and I said, you know what? Okay, this guy has $20,000 worth of work. Let's finance him. Let's take it out for 15 months. Let's take care of him for 15 months and let's finance him. So let's sign a contract that says we're going to do the work. And over the next 12 to 15 months, you're going to pay your 20 grand. Well, what does that work out to be? $1,200 a month. Most people can afford a payment on dentistry work. So I started to sign up massive amounts of people who had never had insurance or insurance didn't cover their shit. And we started to lock in these contracts and we started a residual billing where we were billing upwards of $300,000 to $400,000 a month in our dental clinic. So the doctor's now performing the dentistry work and we're seeing $400,000 to $500,000, $600,000 come through the door each month. Yeah. So we created this idea. We got rid of insurance and we just created this like, hey, 90% of you never get serviced. And most of the time they just tell you to pull the teeth because you don't have more than $500 to do it. But I'll take $500 from you for 12 months. That's $6,000 worth of work. And you and I both know as a dentist, you can do that. So I started a dental office. I saw a need. I loved the idea of helping people and I jumped in and did it. And then I did that again in a plastic surgery clinic. I did it again in many other businesses. Essentially, I started businesses with something that I wanted to do. I didn't just think like, oh, this is a good idea. We should do it. But rather, I said, hey, I see a need and I would love to fulfill that need. So I started company after company after company. And what I realized really quickly, I'm 35 years old. I realized really quickly one thing. If you want to do something bad enough, you will find a way to accomplish it. I never, ever had any money until obviously late in my 20s after I had started and sold some businesses. I never really had any money. I essentially said, you know what? I can show any person how to become crazy successful at anything they want. They just need to be willing to overcome hurdles, which most people aren't. They get scared from hurdles and they just stop. So that's why I started what I did.
Yeah, no. Did you finance them yourself then? Is that what you did? You did.
We did.
So just on private financing.
Yeah, we just did financing through the actual company. And you know this, you know, most of the material costs as a dentist are not very much. There are some, but most of it's not very much, especially cavities, or fit, you know, whatever. So yeah. What I realized was we were willing to finance the profit, right? Like what you actually make.
Sure.
So we sure. stepped in and we said, hey, here's the contract. You're going to have to put $1,500 down or $500 down or $200 down. And for the next 12 to 15 months, you're going to make that payment. Now, my dentist immediately was like, what if they don't pay? What if they go delinquent? And I said, well, how long does this procedure take? And he would say, well, we got to fit them. Then we got to do this. We got to do this. It's going to be about 2 to 3 months. I said, okay, great. Let's stretch that out to about 5 to 6 months. We'll do their work. But let's stretch it out. So now we know for sure they're going to be making payments because they don't want their shit to stop getting worked on. And then I realized something. People were so grateful that we were willing to do the work that others were. They didn't have money insurance, that they always paid their bills. Because ultimately, as a dentist, you know this, you always come back for more dental work. You always do. It's never ending. So they paid us because they knew they were probably going to come back. And so we did. Dude, we had less than 10% go delinquent on payments.
Wow, that's a great number. There's a lot of dentists that don't do the financing because they don't want to pay the 9 to 16% processing fee.
Yeah.
And that's what holds them back. And their vision is, you know, you pay me $3,000 now or I'm not going to finance it because I don't want to make $2,500 on the $3,000 and process, yeah, you know, sure. pay the $500. But you know what works really well with that, Keaton, is an orthodontic company, man. Orthodontists do that all day long because they have 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, you know, orthodontic, you know, kids or adults in braces. And you just extend it to the 18 months that the case is going to take to finish to straighten your teeth. So that works great. A lot of dentistry, like you said, minus surgical procedures where you need like extractions and grafting and implants. A lot of dentistry is like you walk in, you walk out within, you know, 30 days, you're done. Right. Yeah. You get a crown. And today they have 3D printers and they have milling machines where you can get it all done chair side. So, but with orthodontists, man, that concept works really well. And it fits right into the 12, 18, 24 months, which is typically what, you know, braces take. But that's crazy, man. You went from like dental to plastic surgery to owning a gym to like, it's kind of like not even in the same hemisphere. So, Do you just walk into the gym and go, fuck, I want to own a gym because that guy's built. By the way, you squatted 550 pounds without a spotter and no belt twice. I watched that. And I'm thinking, man, if I put 550 pounds on my shoulder, it's going to crack and fracture my back. I'm going to die, dude. How do you like, I mean, that's a lot of weight without anybody around.
Well, I actually used to be a power lifter a long time ago, and that was actually fairly light. I tore my hamstring about 4 weeks before that. That was about, I think I posted that video like 2 weeks ago. I tore my hamstring about 6 weeks ago. That was the first time I started to go kind of heavy. That isn't necessarily too heavy. And so that's why, you know, it was what it was. But I used to do power lifting. I used to love heavy weight. I don't do that shit anymore. But yeah, that was that video was just to show the world that my hamstring is healing up nicely.
Well, I tell you what, that shit healed up, man. 550 pounds. I can't. I'll just use two of those plates, one on each side, to do some bench. And you know, I'm 170 pounds wet. So, but in either case, listen. The point I'm trying to make here, though, is that self-awareness is such an important component in this transformation of wanting to go to that step where you're in control of your own life. And one of the things you talk a lot about is fear. And this is something that everybody hears is fear, right? Like my grass is going to look. The number one thing that happens when you first become an entrepreneur many times is you have to be comfortable with losing money, right? You put a lot of sweat equity in and you lose money. That's scary, right? It's like, I got to put 3 months, 6 months into something and I'll potentially lose money. Sometimes it's even a couple years or more, depending on how passionate or how much in love you are with what you're doing. But losing money is a hard concept to understand when you're in sweat equity, right? You're putting sweat equity in. So of your 35 businesses, how many of those did you first have a dip before you had a rise?
So I worked really hard, and this is something I teach, is I didn't put any money into almost any company I started in the first 20 companies that I built. And I want to be really careful about what I say. I did buy in my supplement company, which I actually still own, I did buy my first round of supplements was like $7,500. So that was one investment that I made, but most of my companies, I didn't put any money in. I specialized in starting companies without money. I structured deals and structured things in a way that I didn't need to put money in. Now, I tell people that because essentially that was how I did it because I didn't know any better. If you want to grow faster and go bigger, you definitely need to put money in. But for people like me who didn't know any better and didn't have any money, there's tons of ways to start companies without any money up front. And so there isn't really a dip because there's never a time that you put any money in. Everything is pretty much just a rise. And in every
So,
company that I built, that's essentially how I started it.
tell me what somebody that's listening right now that they want to start something without any money, like, what are some things that you have to foundationally create in order to start that business in without any money?
So this hopefully this will be the answer that you're looking for, because I want to be really clear. I don't think I have any real regrets in my life. Like where I'm at today is just a phenomenal place. I love every second of where I'm at today. So having regrets is really hard. But I will tell you this, if I could go back and change one thing, maybe the only thing, I would have hired a mentor to help me through a ton of pitfalls. A ton. So the reason I say that is because for people who are thinking today, like, well, I want to start a company. I don't have much money. I don't know what I should do or where I should go. Don't be an idiot. Don't do what I did. Hire somebody that can teach you and mentor you the right way to do things. I firmly believe I would be a billionaire today if I would have hired a mentor when I was 21 rather than do it all myself up to 30.
You know what's interesting, which leads me right into the limitless society. A lot of us build something because we look back and go, man, I would have been 10 years ahead of where I am right now if I had somebody mentor me through that first 10 years, right? And so
Absolutely.
tell me a little bit about the limitless society and what it is that you do with that.
So about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, it's been just over a year, I started another company and I was on the couch with my wife and I said, you know what? I want to help more people. I want to make changes. I want people's lives to be changed by what I do. I don't want to just be on this earth and make companies and make money. I want to change people's lives. And I told her, I said, you know what? I'm going to help 10 people become a millionaire just out of the blue. And she's like, okay, what the hell does that mean? And without even thinking, I got on social media and I made a post. I said, you know what? I want to make 10 people a millionaire this year. And of course, I had thousands and thousands of messages. Oh, I want to be a millionaire. How can you help me? Blah, 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 blah. And I sat down that night again with my wife and I was like, holy shit, what did I just start? I didn't think that this was going to be that big of a thing. So she said, what are you going to do? And I said, I guess I'm going to mentor people. I think I want to show people how to do what I did, how to become a millionaire. It took me 9 years from the time I was 21 to 30 to become a millionaire. I want people to do it much quicker than I did it. And I know I can show them how because I learned all kinds of shit that you shouldn't do to get there. So I told her, I said, well, I'm going to start a program. I don't even know what it's going to be called. And she said, well, what do you think? And I said, all I know is people are limitless. And she said, well, why don't you call it limitless? And I thought, oh, I like that. So I came up with this idea. I want to start Limitless Society. I want to teach people how to become everything they want to become as a person. And then I want to show them that that person can become a millionaire. That person can make millions and millions of dollars. So I launched this company, Limitless Society, where people can join for a cheap monthly $297, and I can get on the phone with them in a group setting every single week, teach them new principles and new habits. In fact, today's my call. After we get off, I get on my call. And every single week, I could teach them new habits and new principles and new things to do that will get them to where they want to be. And that's what I want to do. So I launched. I said, hey, this is the program. This is my website. Give me your time and watch what I can do with you. And I had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people sign up, and we've had a lot of people become millionaires.
A lot more than 10, right?
Yeah, a lot more than 10.
Yeah, it's interesting because you talk about habits. And the most difficult thing, I think, for us dentists is that we are so talented, but our habits and our discipline and our mindset doesn't match our talent.
No.
And so, you know, we could be the most talented surgeon, the most talented cosmetic dentist, the most talented orthodontist, but we never maximize our full potential in our profession, let alone something else. And you talk a lot about discipline. And habits to me is something that I'm working on at a personal level and at a business level. There's certain habits that I just got to stop. And those habits were formed into beliefs because I did them so many times, right? So
Yeah.
it's the pillars in your mind that trigger you in the wrong direction. And so what I'm intrigued by right now is how do I change my belief system in certain things in order for me to be a better person, a better husband, a better father? I know you have five daughters, and maybe number six will be the first son, man. I don't know, but you
Yeah,
talk
so
about this in your content. Like, so yeah, just what are your thoughts on that, man?
You know what? It's fairly simple. We have our system of belief, and our reality was actually given to us. Your beliefs came from your parents and from your siblings and from your friends and from people around you. It wasn't formed by you. Your thoughts and all those things were given to you. And the thing that I teach people is that the only limits you have are the limiting beliefs that you were given. And if that's the truth, then you should focus like a savage on your thoughts, because your thoughts are the sum total of what you are. The reality of what you are right now is from your thoughts. Your thoughts gave actions and decisions, and those made who you are today. So if I want to change who you are, I must first seek to change how you think. And if all you do is spend ample amount of time each day focusing on what are my thoughts, and how do I change them, and how do I get them to serve the purpose of me becoming what I want? And you must figure out first, like, what do you want? And the second that you realize, the second, and it does take a while, the second you realize that your thoughts were just given to you from other people, you realize you can change them. And how important it is that the people you surround yourself with are the sum total of what you are, because they also contribute to your thoughts. So, number one, it's the people you surround yourself with. Number two, it's the thoughts that you were born with that you no longer accept as reality. You just accept they were given to you. Any belief that creeps into your mind that is a limiting belief you now accept that is 100% bullshit, it was given to you and it's fake. And if you can accept those and do those things, you can begin to actually change the way you think. You change the way you think, you change the way you process, that you change the way you make decisions, and then your life changes right in front of you. That's what I try to teach. That's what I'm hoping the majority of people will begin to grasp and fathom. If you can think it, then you can do it. But it first starts here with what you think.
And I think having a mentor is really important in that process. I think a lot of mentorship is really not so much tactics, but more about your thought process, right? Of how you
Absolutely.
manage certain things. And unfortunately, we're always trying to be practical with tactics, and we forget that our minds aren't set up right. And I think this is where dentists struggle, is that we're not built to be dental CEOs. We're built to be dentists practicing clinical dentistry in a world that needs us to be a dental CEO. But
Yeah.
because we've built this practical component and this tactical component that doesn't really involve too much in self-development, too much in dealing with your fears, too much in dealing with certain habits and discipline, right? You just become very tactical. And so
Absolutely.
your production is your asset, not your mindset. What you do with your hand, right hand or left hand as a dentist, becomes your asset and not your mindset. But imagine if there's so many high producing dentists that at a granular level, Keaton, are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because they don't know how to operate a business properly. But exactly. Because they're making $3 or $4 million on the front end, that $300,000 or $400,000 that they're losing on the back end is hidden. They're still got 100%. The nice house. They still have the nice house and the big car and all the toys and all these things. But dude, imagine if you had the mindset to match your talent in managing that $300,000 or $400,000, it'll catapult you in 10 or 15 years into a whole different lifestyle. So that's the guys that are at the high producing side. The guys at the low producing side are dealing with fear. They're dealing with judgment. They're dealing with issues that are much more internally based, where they're just afraid to fuck up and fail or do something wrong and then be judged by their peers or by their loved ones or by their social community. And so everything, you know, so many people are on the starting line. They just don't get started.
Yeah. Right? Well, and that's most people's problem is that they're afraid of what people think. So they never actually do what they long to do. It's funny. I have a dentist who I actually mentor. He came to me. He said, "Hey, my practice does $1.8 million a year. I want some help. I want this to become passive." And I said, "Passive as in you don't work there?" He said, "Yeah." So we started working. We got his revenue up to about 2.5, which was great. And then I got him to buy another practice and open another practice, one that has nothing to do with him, but he oversees it and makes sure it runs the same way as his. Guess what? That new practice does 2.8 million. He just doubled and tripled his income because I stepped in and said, "Hey, you have the capabilities. We just need to do what it's going to take to get you to make way more money and find way more successes." He now has, I think, 3 doctors in his primary and 3 in the new one that he bought. And he can step away at any time. Our last phone call, he was in tears and said, "You know what? I'm going to go on vacation for the first time. And I'm going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars while I'm on vacation." Yeah. And all it took was just a little tweak in what he believed, because he already had in him the ability to do what he's doing.
Keaton, I talk about this, dude. We buy a practice to be self-employed. We don't buy a business, because if we walk away from our business for 90 days, we come back, the doors are closed. Because we are needed there every single day in order for the business to produce. And to form a business to where you create that leverage and you create that opportunity to get others in and you get that time with your family or vacation time. Dude, there's a huge discussion about all of this. Mental health and medical profession is bonkers, right? It's just crazy. Simple reason is because people have to work every single day because they are living paycheck to paycheck, believe it or not. They can't leave it. It's a double whammy to go pay 10 grand on vacation, not work an entire week. You're losing another 30, 40 grand, whatever the numbers are. So in your head, you're thinking you're on vacation. You're supposed to enjoy your time. You're down 40, 50K. You're like, "This isn't fun, man. I got to get back to work." And it's Tuesday. You got 4 more days on vacation. So 100%. that mental freedom. You could be on vacation, but you're mentally still in a fucking cage and in your prison, right?
Absolutely. So,
anyways, man, listen, I know you got the Limitless event coming up in September 23rd in Salt Lake City. I tell you, let me give you a little background. I came to the U.S. in 1978. I was 10 years old. You said you're 35, lived in the U.S. 45 years. I don't look American, but I'm very much American. And I can tell you in 1980, there was the Iran-Iraq war. I was originally from Iran. My dad came to this country and we just came on vacation, had our bags. We were just on a 3-month vacation. We ended up staying. It was never planned. But in 1980, when the war started with Iran and Iraq, there was 8 years where 1 million Iranians died and they were taking 12, 13, 14 year olds to war. So I could be dead right now, right? I mean, and they were taking anybody. My dad was a surgeon in Iran. We had money, but you know, how much can you buy somebody off to say, "Don't take my son to war"? I mean, that's a gutsy play. So he came here, and the reason I have the American flag is because my dad immigrated to this country, was in his 40s, started all over again. And here we are talking about financial freedom, right? We're talking about an opportunity where you can be whatever you want to be. It's just a matter of taking that first step and just saying, you know what? I don't want to have regrets when I'm on my deathbed looking back at my life. And this is why I have this flag. Part of the reason why I have this flag is you have no excuses, right?
Zero.
There is no excuses. Zero. I mean, there could be another flag behind me and you could come up with a million reasons why you can't do what you want to do, but not with this flag behind me. And so, and you got the same thing, man, Limitless Society. I know you got to go, Keaton. Listen, man, follow Keaton, the muscle.
The period muscle
on Instagram. Got 1.5 million followers. And man, it's limitless, right? What you can do. And so follow Keaton and join his group. And listen, if you can get one dentist.
Come to the event. The event, September 23rd, is going to be the biggest event ever put on for entrepreneurs and self-helpers, like people that want to change their lives and grow their businesses. We got an event September 23rd in Salt Lake City, and it's going to be unreal.
Well, listen, man, Gary Vee's coming. And I know you got some really big names, all the big names that everybody listens to all day long on the social channels. So check out The Period Muscle. Keaton, thank you so much for your time, man. I know you got a coaching call coming up to make more millionaires, man. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. Thank you.
Absolutely, brother. It was an honor.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Wow, listen, that was cool. That was cool. I hope this, you know, at any level, at least inspired you a little bit, because the fact is, I mean, these guys are, you know, ordinary people doing great things for a lot of people. And it's inspiring. It's just, you know, it's, you got to gravitate towards these type of people, bring that community close to you, surround yourself with wonderful people like Keaton, and he's doing some great things for a lot of people. So I appreciate him coming on, and we got some amazing guests coming up on Shaheen's Corner. I'm excited. So follow me at Dr. Shaheen Safarian on Instagram and Facebook, and just keep up with some of the things that we're doing with our guests and some of the things that we're doing for the dental community. What we're working on all the time is building our community, building our circle, and building our corner. And you should all surround yourself with great people. Surround yourself in a environment that you are not the smartest. You are not the richest person in the room. If you are the smartest in the room and you are the richest in the room or have the most amount of toys in the room, you're in the wrong group. So level up to the next level. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think anybody who cares about you, who loves you, will understand that, you know, you want to aspire to be great. And that flag behind me allows you to do that. So I hope you all have a great day. I appreciate you joining me. Until next time.